When you create intellectual property subject to patent, trademark, or copyright law, you need to decide who should own it, you as an individual or your business. I'm Julie King, an intellectual property business and estate planning lawyer with King Patent and Business Law. This week, I'm talking about ownership of intellectual property rights. Today, we'll break down the pros and cons of business ownership versus individual ownership of intellectual property rights and how you can properly transfer IP rights between the two. First, let's define the difference. If you personally own intellectual property, you have full control and it remains with you regardless of changes in your business. However, if your business owns the IP, it's considered a company asset, just like real estate or equipment. Here's some pros of individual ownership of intellectual property. It gives you flexibility. You can license or assign the IP to different businesses, not just your business. It also gives you retention of control. If the business dissolves, you still own the intellectual property. Finally, it keeps the IP rights as a personal asset. You can sell or license the IP or pass it to your heirs through your estate separately from the business. However, here are some cons of individual ownership. First are the personal liability risks. If the business is sued regarding its use of the intellectual property, you will likely get added to the lawsuit as the owner of the IP, and your personal assets may not be protected from any judgment. Second, licensing is required. The business must have a license to use the IP legally, which the individual owner can rescind, not renew, or keep raising the price of renewal for. Third, there is a risk of loss of rights. If the individual owner fails to renew rights or doesn't do their duty to enforce them, some of the rights can be meaningless or even cease to exist. Finally, there is reduced business value. As I'll explain next, the business is worth much more when it owns the IP. So let's look at the pros of business ownership of IP rights. Perhaps the most important is business value. Strong IP ownership increases the company's value. When the business itself owns the IP rights outright, it's easier to transfer them as an asset of the business during a sale and to attract investors who know the business is in control of the IP. Otherwise, the individual owner could throw a wrench in a deal by refusing to license the IP to a new owner, refuse to renew a license for the business to use the IP at all, fail to renew a registration for the IP, thus losing the value of the registration, or not do a proper job enforcing against infringement, rendering a registration nearly useless by becoming generic. For those reasons, investors and entities interested in buying the business usually prefer to have the business own the IP rights. Another important pro is personal liability protection. An individual who has assigned all their rights to the IP to the business is shielded from personal legal risks relating to the IP. Having the business own the IP keeps liability within the business, not with you personally. If you find out the IP is infringing on someone else's or has otherwise caused harm to someone, you'll want the business's assets to be at risk for any financial judgment for infringement or harm that insurance doesn't cover rather than your personal assets. Finally, there's simplicity and that there's no need for licensing agreements between you and your business. What are the cons of business ownership of intellectual property? Essentially, they're the opposite of the pros of personal ownership of intellectual property. For example, there's loss of control. If you leave the business, you almost certainly will not retain any rights to the IP. However, careful agreements can require the business to return to control to you if the business ceases to exist. Also, there is loss of a personal asset. You won't be able to pass the IP rights down to your heirs or anyone else. So, how do you transfer intellectual property between you and your business? If you start by owning IP individually but later want your business to own it, or vice versa, you need a formal transfer. Here are two ways to do that. The first is assignment. This is a legal document that permanently transfers ownership from you to the business. It should be in writing and clearly outline the rights being assigned. It's often filed with the U.S. Patent and Trademark Office or U.S. Copyright Office to maintain a record. The second is licensing. This is a formal agreement in which you, as the owner, grant the business the right to use the IP, or vice versa. A license can be exclusive, meaning only the business can use it, or non-exclusive, meaning you can also license it to others. It should specify terms, duration, and compensation, if any. Should you own the IP personally or assign it to your business? It depends on your long-term goals. If you want maximum control and flexibility, individual ownership with a licensing agreement may be best. But if your business is your primary focus and you want strong legal protection, business ownership is often the smarter move. If you're not the only owner of the business, the other owners will want to weigh in as well. The key takeaway about ownership of intellectual property is that deciding who owns your intellectual property is a crucial business decision. If you start as an individual owner of IP rights and assign or license your IP to the business, make sure you document everything properly. If you need guidance, consult an intellectual property attorney who is also well-versed in business law to ensure your rights are protected.